Do you remember those college days having to write admissions papers? Knowing the deadline is approaching, you open your laptop and stare at the blank screen, but nothing. You've got nothing. No motivation, no creativity. So you check your emails and social media since your laptop is open anyway, hoping that something will inspire you. But whoops, an hour has gone by and you're not a sentence closer to writing your essay than when you started. Frustrated, you close the laptop. Lack of motivation and procrastination have won once again. Or what about that ever-growing pile of laundry? You know you need to fold and put it away, but you just can't drag yourself to do it. So there it lays, as you add clean clothes on top of clean clothes. Doing literally anything else sounds better than putting the laundry away. What I've just described is me. I hate putting laundry away. And if I'm being honest, sometimes I can't find the words to say in a post or a newsletter. So I just move on to the next task that is easier and more satisfying. This is much like the struggle our patients face when attempting to make behavior changes that lead to weight loss. It's easy to become overwhelmed when we face a difficult task or one that we know or think will be unpleasant. It's human nature to want to avoid challenging things. So we procrastinate over and over again. Changing habits is hard. Waking up early to go to the gym is hard. Saying no to our favorite treats is hard. Remembering to drink enough water is hard. We've all worked with patients who for years just can't seem to stay consistent. Do they not care? Are they not trying? We sometimes think, how can they not see that their current choices are putting them at serious risk? Dealing with unmotivated patients can be one of the most challenging aspects of our work as healthcare providers. Patients who seem to have a rebuttal for every suggestion we make. Now raise your hand if a patient ever told you, oh, I've tried that and it just didn't work for me. Or, yeah, I don't eat those kinds of foods. Or, I can't exercise because of my back problem. They just seem to have every excuse in the world, and it is so frustrating. And if we're being honest, this type of uphill battle with our patients can lead to provider burnout real quick. So for today's episode, I'm going to challenge this thought. Are our patients unmotivated, or are they just having a hard time getting started? You're listening to the Exam Room Nutrition Podcast mini-series called A Provider's Guide to Helping Patients Lose Weight. I'm your host, Colleen Sloan. I'm an RD turned PA, and my goal is to give you the nutrition education you never had in school to help you become a more confident, compassionate clinician. This is part 8 of a 10-part series, and last episode we discussed 10 mindset shifts to help your patient refocus their thinking to learn that failures are actually an opportunity for growth. So if you haven't listened to that episode, go ahead and check the show notes because I will link it down below. And if you would like my notes on this series, I have created a companion PDF for you that summarizes each and every episode. You can find that for free at examroomnutrition.com/weightloss. That's examroomnutrition.com/weightloss. Now, when I say getting started, I don't mean picking a diet and doing it for a while, getting frustrated, stopping, then picking another diet and getting started again. We know from the dieting cycle, patients are actually really good at this type of getting started. What I mean by getting started is starting every day with the choice to do something that moves them closer to their goal. Now, we all wake up every day and have to choose to get started. What tasks we get started on is ultimately up to us. Now, at the end of this episode, I'm going to share a technique that's actually used in cognitive behavior therapy that can be applied to patients to help them get the ball rolling. But before I do, I want to point out that it's essential to remember that change is a process and everyone moves through it at their own pace. Remember, it's not your job to change your patients. It is our job to educate, inform, guide, assist, and support them. But we can't change anyone. Let me say that again. We can't change anyone. Change takes time, patience, and persistence. And although it is true we can't change anyone, we do, however, have the power to change ourselves. So before you just label a patient as noncompliant or unmotivated, I'm going to challenge you to look in the mirror and consider yourself. Maybe your patient is struggling with you, your approach, or the language that you're using. So I'd like to give you three things that you can change that could positively impact your patient. First, change the way you think. Next, change the way you listen. And finally, change the way you talk. So first, let's change the way you think. I want you to assume that your patient wants to succeed. Don't assume that they aren't trying and that they don't care. Just assume that life is making change hard for them. Next, change the way you listen. Be curious and genuine and ask them questions like, what is making this hard for you? Then be quiet and listen. Finally, change the way you talk. Ask them, how can we make this change or goal easier for you? Now, this goes back to episode 42 titled The 7 Traps of Goal Setting and How to Avoid Them. If you haven't listened to that episode yet, go check it out after this one ends because I provide some super helpful strategies for making change easier. And as a reminder, change does not have to be big. Sometimes all the patient needs to do is shrink down the larger goal into less intimidating tasks. All right, so let's discuss the technique to help our patients get started. It's called the 5-minute rule. Have your patient consider their small behavior change that they're looking to work towards. Let's use walking daily as their small habit. Have them set a timer for 5 minutes and start doing the action. That means get up, put your shoes on, head outside. And if after 5 minutes, when the alarm goes off, it is so horrible that they have to stop, they can. However, what you'll find is most people find that after 5 minutes of doing something, it's easy to continue until your goal is accomplished. So if after 5 minutes they think, this isn't so bad, they can set another 5-minute timer and stop when they meet that. Starting something is usually the hardest part, but encourage your patients to think of the task as something that may only take 5 minutes. It's much less overwhelming and more doable. By committing to just 5 minutes of focused effort, patients create the initial momentum and lower the barrier to getting started. Once the initial resistance is gone, we often find that the task isn't as bad as we once thought. Action leads to motivation. Daily motivation leads to new habits, and small, healthful habits can change your patient's life. So the next time you have a patient who just refuses to make any changes, ask them if there is one thing that they can commit to for just 5 minutes a day. Then explain to them, set a timer for 5 minutes. Commit to working on that task for only 5 minutes. And after 5 minutes, you can stop if you want to. My friend, the 5-minute rule isn't just a trick. It's a lifeline for those moments when starting feels impossible. It's a reminder that you don't have to tackle the whole journey at once. Just take that first step. Give it 5 minutes and see where it takes you. Well, that's it for today. So I will see you for the next episode where I share some quick nutrition tips that would be helpful for all of your patients. These tips are a perfect resource to share when you're short on time, but you really want to give your patient some nutrition advice. Thank you so much for hanging with me today. I hope you have a great day.